Time now for your comments. My discussion yesterday about parenting in the age of Gossip Girl generated a number of letters. The television show is about the love lives of rich kids in New York, and it's provocative.
This week, a much-hyped episode featured a ménage à trois as one of the things to do in college. And Michelle, you spoke with Liz Pearly, co-founder of the group Common Sense Media. Pearly said the show sometimes offers teachable moments for her 16-year-old son, but this episode's subject matter was going a bit far.
They're positioning this as a absolutely normal, must-do kind of thing, and they're positioning it to my kid who's actually starting to think about college. So those two things get twinned in his mind, and I'm going to have to pull the strands apart.
Several listeners, including Jennifer Mara of Westport, Connecticut, felt Pearly's discomfort. Teachable moment? Oy, that's tough. Muir writes about the younger teens and tweens who are watching Gossip Girl, and she laments how pervasive sexual content is in the TV, magazines, and music geared toward them. She writes, "My 12-year-old and his friends get the messages. Of course, they don't truly comprehend the ramifications and implications when they chant sexually laced lyrics."
Gary Duck of Austin, Texas, enjoyed our discussion, but he says, "Don't blame the media for kids' knowledge of such things as a ménage à trois." He writes, "I am 60 years old now, and I knew what it meant when I was 16. And it sure wasn't due to television shows pushing the envelope back then. Kids probably knew more than we let on. Kids are just more open about it today, I think."
And now from ménage à trois to ménage à turkey. And no, we're not talking anything risque. We just want to hear about your non-traditional Thanksgiving traditions.
Maybe you serve the usual foods, but with a strange twist.
Yeah, we heard of someone whose family always served blue mashed potatoes, but we'd love to know why.
Or maybe your non-traditional tradition is an annual activity, like annual leaf-burning day or a collective closet purge.
Maybe it's competitive turkey trots or old movie day.
We want to hear your stories, and I will share some of them on the program on Thanksgiving Day.
So please write to us. Go to npr.org, click on Contact Us, and make sure Thanksgiving is in the subject line.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.